How synchronous is this? On today's podcast, we're chatting to Sylvia about birthing a new consciousness, about birthing the magic within you, about stepping into your feminine power. And on this very weekend, on the 30th of September, I'll be hosting a sacred feminine day retreat here in Cape Town that helps you move through your chakras and your energy centers, claiming your stars and doing just that, giving birth on every single level to that new consciousness. So tune in, it's gonna be a different one, but it's going to be one that moves the stars within. This is Lana Ski, hostess of the Supernova podcast, and this is your invitation to greatness. Hi, Sylvia. Welcome to the Supernova podcast. How are you doing?
Hello, Magdalena. I'm very well, thank you. And you?
Yeah, doing really well. I'm just also so glad to connect with somebody in the same time zone, because I'm always thinking, like, is it morning? Is it evening? Like, how do you address a person? It's like, oh, I can just relax. I don't need to have that time clock in the back of my head.
Yes.
You know, it's so amazing. We had a conversation about just connecting the other day, and today something really interesting happened. I'm part of this mastermind group. We meet quite often, and one of the ladies, the goddesses in the group, Elefera, she's very much into this whole idea of sacred feminine and union and this birthing process, but very much on the feminine side. And we're looking at putting together an event for the end of August as part of Women's Month here in South Africa.
Yes.
You know, we're going through the topics, and another friend who's in this mastermind would be one of the speakers, and she was kind of looking at her topic, and she's like, well, it's really all about the sacral chakra. It's really all about that space of birthing and creativity and being in the womb and seeing the womb as a magical place. And I was just like, were they listening into the conversation we were having the other day? It's just so amazing how much synchronicity there is. Yeah. From that conversation to speaking to you today, it's just clearly it's a message people need to hear.
I'm very glad we are talking about birth today. I had, like you, a very interesting conversation yesterday with a magic woman from Germany, and we talked about the same subjects, about birth and how sacred it is, and to create, you know, sacred spaces and times for women to gather together and share the power of this experience, the birthing experience. So yeah, we are simply connected, I think.
Clearly.
Yes, I think so.
Well, to all the listeners who aren't in the know, let me just give a little bit of a background scoop. Over the last couple of podcasts, I've had the great opportunity of connecting with women from the Divine Business Giveaway. And Sylvia is another one of those people who's just joined the ranks, and we were just having this phenomenal conversation. She comes from this place of birthing, and as we were just saying, it's clearly a message that we need to share with the world, because there's so many people craving it. And this whole birthing process, as we've been talking about it, it's a really beautiful place to discover who you really are.
Yes.
Because yes, you're tuning into something so different, especially first-time mothers. I haven't had the experience of it myself, but, you know, speaking into women who have, it's really just such a humbling experience. And even speaking into people who are going through that process, you know, there's all these fears that come out of how to bring this all together, and it's a big unknown, and it's such a powerful metaphor for our lives, really, because we're giving birth to another being, we're giving birth to ourselves, we're giving birth to a community, we're creating a family. It's just so beautiful. I remember when we were talking, you were speaking into the whole transformation that a woman would undergo. So I was just wondering if you could just reflect a little bit on that.
Oh yes, I'm glad to do it. You know, getting pregnant, it's really an amazing moment of a woman's life. And getting pregnant, it's an experience that stretches a woman 360 degrees in all the dimensions, mentally, physically. Physically, obviously, it's the first thing that we can see when a woman is pregnant. Then emotionally and even spiritually. It's a really, really intense moment of transformation, and it invites a woman to open up fully in all dimensions and to touch unthinkable points of view, you know, of who she is and of her life. And indeed, to do all the things that you are required to do as a woman during pregnancy and especially during labor and delivery, it takes a lot of courage, especially if you don't know how to act and how to use your birthing skills. So I have found during my experiences with mothers that when it comes to pregnancy and childbirth and motherhood, women basically are really scared. They are worried. They think about the pain. And really, a few of them really enjoy this experience. I really focus on the pleasure that they can get from giving birth to another human being, to their own baby. So I found out that the first thing, it's the lack of knowledge. And this lack of knowledge about how your body works, about the stages of birth, about what you are going through after the birth, you know, during the postpartum period and during parenthood, and how to use your feminine power. You know, there are so many different aspects. And the lack of knowledge on these topics really makes the women feel not really confident in their own abilities to give birth. And, you know, not really, they lack confidence on the entire process from conception to motherhood. And this lack of confidence, it is at the end a lack of trust in themselves. For me, as a doula, you know, it is really important that the mother I work with really believes and trusts herself and what it is important to her. Because I can support a mother, a pregnant woman, a new mother, but if she doesn't really know what she wants and if she doesn't trust herself, she doesn't trust the outcome she wants to reach, it's going to be more difficult to help. So, you know, as a doula, I can do a lot. We can go through a deep process, but the mother needs to be, first of all, very well conscious that she wants a transformation. She wants to go deep inside herself. She wants to go through a path very deep.
And what I also love about the process is the whole idea of surrender, because which comes out of that trust, which comes out of being okay with that, because you want to fight it, you want to instinctively protect yourself from it. There have been stories of young mothers who aren't really familiar with the process, who really get scared by it and really think it's almost alien what's really happening to them, and not being able to know that this is actually a real thing. And you know that those are really, really sad stories, but it really happens in our times. And the power of surrender and to transform, I guess, from that pushing, fighting mentality to just letting it be and being one with that child and being one with yourself is so powerful.
Yes, surrender, as you said, it is fundamental. Actually, there was a song amongst doula that said, I'm trying to remember it. It was something like, I surrender and I accept my baby in my womb, you know. And when you surrender, you open up. And this is like a kind of nonsense, you know, because when you feel a very, very strong pain, you are, you want to, you know, maybe, I don't know, bend yourself or close yourself up. And when you have to give birth, the pain, it's strong. And you have to open, like you have to open your legs, you have to open your vagina, you know. And so this is much more, it seems much more difficult because there is a, you know, a great pain. So great pain and great openness, opening, it seems something like a nonsense. But it's, as you said, when you surrender, you become softer, your body becomes softer and relaxed. And this is what allows you to give birth and what makes the journey for your baby much easier from your womb to this earthly life.
And I mean, the birthing process is very unique to obviously giving birth, but what happens in that and what you've just kind of mentioned and taking the surrender and the trust, it's exactly what women need to be doing. It's exactly what purpose-centered entrepreneurs need to be doing. This is how you give birth to other things, to other ideas. And when you open up, it really is that magical space. So, you know, the birthing process is specific, but it becomes such a powerful metaphor and such a powerful transition in so many different ways. And it just, we're actually so lucky to be able to go through it because the guy won't be able to experience it on the same way as a woman would. And I love what you were saying a little bit earlier about women coming in contact with their feminine magic and with them, that element. And I think also throughout history, women have been shying away from that because, you know, there's been the persecution of the witches and it's weird and it's this and that, and it's easy to label that. But once we embrace the magic and once we learn to see the magic within ourselves and the magic of creation, that just opens up so many doors. In your experience, like, how have you seen women find that magic within themselves?
Yes, and I found that magic by myself. This was the first experience I had, and this is why I wanted and I want to share it with other women. You know, in particular, in my own experience, when I was giving birth the first time, it was a really spiritual experience for me, and I felt that magic. I was like pushing, you know, my baby was coming out from my body. I was pushing and closing my eyes because I was focusing on what I was doing. And in the moment I closed my eyes, I felt like a venue between the universe and the earth. And, you know, my baby was that traveler who went from the universe to the planet Earth. And yes, I really felt like I was, I don't want to say witch, you know, because maybe some of us think about a witch as a negative word, but in the most beautiful way, I was a witch in that moment. I was owing my magic, the magic of a woman, the feminine magic that a woman holds, is that magic to push your baby out of your body and hold it in your body for 9 months, pushing your baby out and then care for him or her as well. When a baby is born and you breastfeed her or him, it's like a continuum from the pregnancy till the life after birth, I mean. So, yes, there is a lot of magic in all the process. And I think, you know, the magic starts before conception. I think there is something in the universe who is looking at us, and then there is like a little star who says, I want that person to be my mother and I want that person to be my father, so let's go down there. And this happens in advance of conception, you know. Then at the moment of conception, that star comes in your body and then it starts to grow in your body until it's the moment to explode. Yes, so it's pretty much as stars, you know, and the supernova concept we were talking about the other day. So it's like a star is living part of your life in your body, and then it comes out, it explodes like supernova, and that magic, the energy of that moment, lasts forever. Because I think that when we come to this planet to live this life, we leave a sign with everything we do. And even if we die and we think we didn't do anything special, I believe we did something special just because we came here. So I can see magic almost everywhere, you know. When you really tune into greatness, as you invite people to do, you can see magic everywhere, in every little thing that surrounds you, you know, even daily.
No, I love that. I mean, with every birth, a star is born. I think that's such a beautiful way of speaking about it. And there's an infamous quote even saying, we're actually just all made of stars. We're made of the things that stars are made of. We're made of the things that diamonds are made of. We're made of the things that Earth are made of. We're the same atoms and the same cells. And without getting too technical, because I'm going to make mistakes soon, but with all of those things, we're all one, and we're part of that collective universe. And then we just take that form of that baby, and we're able to channel that through that process. So it really is such a magical thing.
Yes, I believe so. Yes.
And even just in hearing that, people listening to this podcast get reminded that, you know, they too once were a baby, so they too are those stars. They too are those magical beings, because as we grow up, we tend to forget the magic. Like, little kids are attuned to hearing things and seeing things and being able to connect with spirits and so many different elements. And as we grow away from that, we lose that sense of wonder and that sense of discovery.
Yes, this is true. We must remember that we are all magic, because we come from a miracle, the miracle of conception, the miracle, you know, when that star comes in your body, that is a miracle. It's a miracle because one single sperm in millions of sperms, you know, it is able to fertilize one egg. So that's a miracle. Mm-hmm. If we remember this little huge miracle, I think we can up-level our life as well, and, you know, see more magic everywhere and feel much more powerful. Doesn't really need to be during pregnancy. I'm working with pregnancies and births, but, you know, it can be, as you said at the beginning, can be for a businesswoman who wants to grow her business or wants to give birth to a new program, for example, or a new project or anything. So there is magic within us, and there is magic in the things we make and we create, because we are magic. So we keep our magic to the things we touch and to the people and the souls we touch in our lives.
Mm. I'm just loving your passion for this. Like, you take the work you do to such a personal, spiritual level that, like, I can't imagine that people wouldn't want to work with you, because it just got such a great energy and a sense of understanding about this whole process. I think it's really beautiful.
Thank you. For me, it's really beautiful too. The thing is, sometimes people, in this case, mothers, women, are scared to look inside themselves, you know. And so I need to be particularly patient with them and, you know, to go through the process. Because I think it's exactly when you are scared of something that you can give the best of yourself. Mm-hmm. Thing that scares you can push you, you know, very, very far away. And then when you arrive there and you look back, you said, oh my God, look at here where I am now and what I've done. So we must you know, trust ourselves, our inner voice.
Mm. Yeah, I always say it really does start with a bang, and you can't have a bigger bang than birth, can you? And And in that process, yes, mums are scared. We're all scared of facing our moment. We're all scared of something so big and so life-altering, like a baby, like a project, like anything that gets birthed into our life, because it, as you said, it stretches you 360 degrees. It takes you to places you've never imagined. You can never go back to the way things were before. And there needs to be the trust, as you said, the surrender, but also the courage, because the baby can't stay in there. You've actually got to put it out there. You've got to be able to step into that space. So, how do you help women deal with the courage piece of it?
Thank you for this question. It all comes from, from the inside. So, what I do with women is going through a path and be by their side. And, with simple questions, I try to find out what they really want. And in the moment they understand what they really want, in the moment they become clear about what's important for them, in that moment they become stronger. And this gives them the courage to go through the process. So I found out one of the most important things, let's say after the trust in yourself, it's to be clear. When you find out what it is, it's important for you, which is the choice that makes you happy, in that moment it's a huge aha moment and you become more powerful. And when you are powerful, you're strong and you are brave. So you got the courage to go through the process.
Wow, beautiful. Yeah, it really, I mean, we really need to be in that supporting space for each other and in that guiding space for each other and in that space of empowerment for each other, because we all have the answers within. We just need somebody to shed a little illumination on it and somebody who understands the process, who can hold our hand through it, but still say, hey, you've also got to do the work.
Yes, and another very important thing as a doula, it's the silence. Sometimes silence can do a lot. And it is the patience to go through the silence with a woman. Maybe sometimes she can't find the answers or she can't see clearly what she wants, and she needs that silence to dive into herself. And as a doula, you can stay by her side, simply without saying a word, but being there for her. This is a great help because we are so much, worried about the words that we use every day and about what shall we say, like during this podcast, this is based on words, and maybe a moment of silence can, makes you feel uncomfortable. But when I'm working with a mother and there is a moment of silence, that moment keeps a lot of power in it because the mother can see the truth in the most lucky of the cases, and otherwise she can start to dive into herself. And that is very important because day after day, diving after diving, you arrive in a place of peace where you can hear the voice, your inner voice. And from that voice, you can then realize what you want. And after that, the next step is to take action. So as soon as the mother realizes what she wants, it is really important to take aligned action. Because let's say a mother wants a vaginal childbirth. If she doesn't do anything to reach the outcome she wants, it's going to be more difficult than if she prepares herself through body exercises or through visualizations or, through breathing positions. So it's really important to take action then, because we create our lives. There is anyone else who can give birth to our own baby, but ourselves. And this is the same when you talk about a businesswoman or you want to create anything new. If that is your own project, who else can created for you. You are the master of creation. This is for birth. I mean, for a human birth, but it's for a project or any other dream a human being can have.
Definitely, there needs to be that ownership of it. This is yours. This is your moment, and you need to own it. And just going back to that moment of silence.
Yes.
You had quite a profound moment of silence in a meditation that you did, which kind of gave you a deeper clarity on your work and how you position yourself and even the change in the name of how you're presenting yourself. Would you mind sharing that with the audience?
Yes, I'd love to. A few months ago, I went through meditation because I like to meditate. And, you know, it was a beautiful meditation about the journey of a queen from, let's say, from a field near a river. And there was a path near the river that brought the queen into her own queendom and into her own palace. And there she found any kind of treasures. After this meditation, you know, I had that moment of silence, you said, and I realized that the concept of queen, the queenness, you know, inside myself was knocking on my door for at least the last 10 years. And I wasn't able to realize it before that meditation. And that day, I start to see the word queen, you know, everywhere. Looking back into my life, yes, into my life of the past 10 years, I was finding that word, queen, 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 queen. So I said, okay, queen. Obviously, I was working through my business because I was looking to find a way to grow my business and to position myself as I really want to be, as I really want to show myself to the world. So that word queen came. And then I was thinking about what is it the most important thing for me in my life, the most important, absolutely most important. And that was pregnancies, my own pregnancies. I knew I wanted to work with pregnancies. So I put together the two words. Here we are, the pregnancies queen. So this is the name of my website, and this is how I introduce myself to the word, the pregnancies queen, that you own your power during pregnancy. I am the pregnancies queen. I would like mothers to recognize me as the pregnancies queen, and when they come to work with me, when they ask for my support, then they are going to be the queen. They're going to become a queen like I am, like I feel about my pregnancies and my motherhood and childbirth.
And I think that's just so beautiful because it's not just helping a mother through one of the biggest transitions in her life, whether it's the first time or the second time or more, but it's her claiming her femininity, her claiming her power and owning it and realizing that she again is that magical being, she again is that baby, and she again is a queen.
Yes. You know, pregnancy and childbirth, in this case, it's an excuse because, of course, you go through a big transformation, but that transformation is forever. Mm-hmm. When you give birth, then it changes your life forever. And that change, you can find it in the other fields of your life too. You will be different in your relationship with your partner, with your mother, or with your friends, with your sister or brother, because when a baby is born, everything changes around in your world, you know, because you become a mother and your partner becomes a father. Your mother becomes a grandmother, and then your father becomes a grandfather. So it's a transformation for the people around you as well. So a birth carries with it a lot of power, transformational power, not only for yourself, but for the whole community where you live in, and therefore for the world and humanity.
I love that. I love how you speak about the transitions in roles and how everyone becomes somebody new and adds to their repertoire because they're now connected to another human being in another way. And again, it comes back to that sense of community and amongst women's sisterhood and family. It's really, really a beautiful way of putting it.
Yes, you know, we are all connected, as we were saying at the beginning of this conversation, of this podcast. So when you do something, it's like when you throw a little stone in a pond, you know, and then the circles become to go farther and farther and farther. So when you give birth, the world changes. It's when, like, we were all together in that amazing giveaway, you know, and when we prepare the gifts for other people, and when other people, the visitors or other members of the JV, you know, downloaded our gifts, they experience a little or big change. So, and if they change, then the world around them is changed as well. So, yes, it's a world-changing thing, you know.
And speaking of world-changing things, you were talking about the world's birthday that's coming up, and that you're working on something like that. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, I'm working on WOW Telesummit. WOW is Women of the World, stands for Women of the World Movement. It's a movement to empower women all around the world. And you know, I've seen this event that it will be May the 1st, 2015, on Facebook for the first time, I think a few months ago. And I had this little, you know, this little star was born inside myself, and I was thinking, I want to do something for this birthday. I want to do something, but maybe I wasn't ready yet. And after the JV, I connected with a lot of amazing women, a lot of magic women, and I had this urge to do something before the giveaway came to an end. And so I put together a telesummit. I'm going to interview six magic women around topics such as birth and breastfeeding and stereotypes of beauty. And you know, yesterday I start to interview the first woman, and what came to me, what I found out, was that I suggested some topics to talk about this telesummit, and then something new came out. And talking to this woman, yes, we find out new boundaries, you know, new fields to explore. And so it will be, I understood that I want to create something that it will be magic, creative, and unique. And there's going to be a lot of power in it. I'm going to meet magic women, and they will share with our audience the magic of birth, what the magic of birth meant for their own lives, and they will help the women who will be listening to us to reconnect with their own power. And then there will be some gifts as well that will be creative products, something creative that my guests are going to make for me and for the other women. And then there will be a special offer, and we decided together to give a percentage of the sales to donate, I mean, a percentage of the sales to an organization to support women
Beautiful.
in the world. Yes. We are going to find out which one is going to be the best for us, and then we are going to donate something. So I feel it's, you know, a really magic and powerful event is going to come.
Well, the only thing I can say to that is wow, even though that is the acronym for that, because it really is wow. And just looking at this JV, for example, and connecting with you and seeing your growth through the community that we've that's been put together with us, it's been such a transformational process. And You've given birth to so many different things. I just wanted to give you a moment to just cherish the growth that you've done from, you know, really being one of those kind of people who were really relatively new, who's finding your own message, who's come out in a big, powerful way with a beautiful website, who's been constantly innovating and growing, who's been invited to start off with a free gift, and now you're doing a world summit. You've really found your magic, and it's contagious, and I think everything that you do has been feeding that, and it really feels like it's limitless for you. Like, you've really stepped into a supernova groove on that. So I just wanted to congratulate you and cherish you for all the amazing things that you've brought to the table and that you're creating, and that hasn't quite been created yet, but the stars are bringing those babies into your realm.
Thank you so much. I want to say that all these things, you know, were already inside myself. I just couldn't see them, or I wasn't allowing myself to show them to the world. This is the point. And, you know, during the JV, I simply thought, well, I've got nothing to lose. I want to give 100% of myself. So when there was another coach, another woman offering something or suggesting an interview or suggesting a topic or anything, I said, I'm going to answer. I feel that I want to answer. I will answer. And a little step a day, you know, after 1 month, it's a huge transformation of my life and my business. I'm really proud of myself, but as well, I'm honored that I have met such amazing, amazing women. Because I think, you know, because we are connected, as we were saying, obviously, it's my power, this transformation, it's because of my power, but I own a little bit of this transformation to the other women of the JV as well. They inspired me, they supported me, they will be there when I needed a word or a help or anything. So it's really important to be open to give and receive at the same time. Give and receive. It's, you know, amazing what can happen when you are open.
How synchronous is this? On today's podcast, we're chatting to Sylvia about birthing a new consciousness, about birthing the magic within you, about stepping into your feminine power. And on this very weekend, on the 30th of September, I'll be hosting the Sacred Feminine Day Retreat here in Cape Town that helps you move through your chakras and your energy centers, claiming your stars, and doing just that, giving birth on every single level to that consciousness. So tune in, it's gonna be a different one, but it's going to be one that moves the stars within. This is Lana Ski, hostess of the Supernova Podcast, and this is your invitation to greatness.